Hi there. The word for you today is on the blessings of the compassionate heart. In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 5, we read, they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us. Let me ask you, have you ever encountered a homeless person, given them some money, watched them shuffle away and wondered, have I just paid for their next drink or drug, or even rewarded laziness? In some cases, you might be right. In other cases, wrong. So what should you do? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, God gives us a plan we can understand and follow. The Macedonian church, great example. Here's how they did it. Number one, both the well-off and the needy participated. They all gave. Even those in, quote, extreme poverty, welled up in rich generosity and gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. You say, is that in Scripture? Absolutely. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2 and 3, the New International Bible. And number two, notice this, they gave gladly, not under pressure. Verse 3 and 4 says, and I quote, entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of giving. And number three, their giving flowed from their devotion to Christ. The Bible says they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then to us. They didn't give to impress others or for a tax deduction or to get the preacher off their backs or even because they, quote, felt bad for the needy. It was a natural response to being in love with Jesus. They gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us. Then number four, the church leaders received, oversaw, and distributed their collective giving. They didn't give naively, trusting the integrity of the unknown and the unproven. Their leaders handled the distribution openly, consistently, and with accountability. They knew the finances were handled honestly, and I quote, in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. Isn't that a great scripture? Bottom line, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving to those God loves. Okay?